The church is everything. The church is everything down here. Plain and simple. And I'm talking about a building. I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about the body of Christ. And if the body of Christ is hurting, I want to support them. Spend and be spent for the church. That's what Apostle Paul said. Maybe you don't have that. Maybe you don't have that. calling or inkling or whatever, but if you don't, maybe it takes a supernatural experience to get to that point. Because I know the church is being persecuted. They try to isolate the church believers. They try to mind control them, MK Ultra, get them back in the world, get them tied into the world system. Apostle Paul, he led about a lot of people. His concern was with a lot of people. A lot of people. Letters to different places. Ephesus, Colossae, different Greek cities. And when God gives you the unction, and the word unction goes back to anointed, you're anointed to reach out for the church, anybody who's hurting, who's saved. A new believer usually is going through a lot of persecution. The first year is like the honeymoon, but after that, they get attacked, you know, down here. Why do I pay for a website that I don't get make money off of? More than one website. Why do I pay for two or three links back to some messages to grow up the body, to build up the body? It's all about the body. The body of Christ is not about the world, the flesh, prior life. It's not about money. It's not about mammon. It's not about something in the natural. It's about the body of Christ. But the system has trained you to think, me, 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 me. My will, my will, my will. The body of Christ is everything down here. Winning souls is everything. There's nothing else. Okay, so you go get a job to pay your bills. Boom. There you go. What are you going to do in your spare time? Watch TV of the world? Just drink yourself to death? Play video games? What are you going to do in your spare time? Gallivant the streets? I promise you, you've been brainwashed by the system. It is about the body of Christ. That's everything. Just to get one person saved, you could cross oceans and mountains just to get one person saved, to pull one person out of the delusions. It's worth it. Even if only one person got right, even if only one person grew, it'd be worth it. If you spent your whole life trying to reach people and only one, and just one person got saved, or one saint, you kept one saint from jumping off a bridge because this place is so crazy. I don't like the way Zeph Daniel curses, but I did listen to him for a while. I had to quit after all the cursing, but he does reach a lot of people who are down and out. A lot of people on his channel make comments and all. I'm tired of the internet. I might just start handing out tracts here and wherever I'm at. I'm really tired of the internet. It's fake reality. And most of the people who claim to be believers, they're just looking for something in the natural. They don't They're wanting to be entertained. It's not going to transform their life. It's just entertainment. It's just entertainment. That's all. No inner transformation. No inner renewal. No inner awareness. No real born again experience, usually. You must be born again. And when you get born again, God gives you a logical mind, a sound mind, not a fickle mind, not up and down, not he said, she said, sideways. It's what God says, you know. And every sermon you listen to, you better have your Bible nearby and study what they're, compare what they're saying with the Bible. I transformed my mind after 40,000 sermons to not think like the world. Almost everybody I look at, even right here where I'm sitting, just look around, everybody's all about self. Me, 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 me. Not about serving anybody, it's about being served. And you think I'm joking? I'm not even joking. Most people are trying, they think you're weak, you know, and they try to get you to do their will through manipulation, witchcraft, NLP, programming, language. Using a neuro-linguistic programming or something, trying to get you to do their will instead of taking you out of and trying to take you out of God's will for your life. And it's all across the board. Most people, when they look at you, instead of them, let me help you out. No, how can you help me out? I help people all the time. But it comes a point where you want some reciprocal stuff going on here, don't you? When you realize it's all about them, and they do that with everybody in their life, then you say, okay, I see the game. Fool me once, fool me twice, maybe three times. Then eventually you're done. I remember I was married. I said, it's all about giving out the good news. You're a missionary, right? Yeah. And as soon as you get married, it turned into something else. Turned into just something totally different. I don't even know what it was. We're going to go on our great adventure together. Yeah. Oh, but your mom's still in control. Your family still tells you what to do. All that Pentecostal cult still runs your life. Oh, okay. So you really didn't want to get married and start a new life. You wanted just somebody to come alongside and support your family and your cult. It wasn't about a new life. It was about enhancing your life. And the other person really didn't matter because he wouldn't listen to anybody else's perspective. And look at their gifts and look at their calling. It was just all about selfishness. What about God's calling on their life? And you think you can stop God's calling, but you can't. Because what happens is, when they try to mess you up, God opens other doors and you reach a million people. I remember that. I was thinking, well, I guess. I said, Lord, I thought I might be a preacher, evangelist, something. Wife helping me. We're traveling. And then he turned out, I reached, that website I got is getting 1,000 hits a day. I don't know if it's scams or not, but 1,000 hits a day. I could see where the hits are if I wanted to. And I did some programming to see where, but I've reached, on another channel, I reached probably 5 million people. So what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. If you're saved and you don't care about souls, are you really saved? Because if you get saved, only thing you can think about is souls. And if you're going to the mission field just to make money, you got your heart ain't right. If you go to the mission field to get rich instead of win souls, your heart is not right at all.